Welcome developing cattle, there's no doubt about that. As you said, it's something I suppose that we've been calling for a number of years. We know that we have seen a number of anti-social incidents on the line, I suppose. Not just the line from Sligo to Dublin, but we hear about it on all lines. And, you know, as you said, it is a welcome development. I'm delighted to see that the Junior Minister for Transport will meet and discuss the issue with SIP2, and hopefully we will see this progress at pace, because, you know, it's not just, it does need to progress at pace. There needs to be action taken following these talks.
And I'm sure from your perspective as well, it's important that the focus shouldn't just be on bigger cities like Dublin and Cork. You've previously just mentioned there that the Dublin to Sligo line has experienced quite an alarming rate of antisocial activity in recent months.
No, it shouldn't. No, we don't want to see the focus. You know, I suppose like any service, you know, it needs to have a rural element to it as well. And, you know, if nothing else, it will give comfort to those using the service, as well as, I would imagine, deal with the level and the number of incidents that take place. So, you know, we need to see this. We need to see, I suppose, it's the same as needing to see the Gardaí in our communities, in our towns and villages, you know, not just in the cities.